President Bush sent former Secretary of State James Baker to Europe this week to ask countries there to ease up on the debt they're owed by Iraq. Yesterday, France and Germany agreed to help, saying they'll work with the U.S. to try to reduce Iraq's foreign debt. The swift success of Baker's mission caught news analyst Daniel Schorr off guard.
So, all right, I was way off base when I opined last weekend that Special Envoy James Baker didn't have a snowball's chance in hell of extracting Iraqi debt reductions from France, Germany, and Russia. Not after the slap in the face from the Bush administration, the president himself saying that contracts for reconstruction would be restricted to friendly coalition folks that risked their lives. But then there was a sudden outbreak of common sense on both sides. The administration let it be known it might relent on contracts for countries willing to forgive some of the money Iraq owes them. Mr. Bush said that debt reduction would be a significant contribution for which we would be very grateful. And the major creditors, informally organized as the Paris Club, let it be known that active consideration was being given to reducing part of a debt that might be defaulted on anyway. The signal that contracting policy was being reconsidered came when the Pentagon announced the postponement of a meeting set for this Friday, at which companies seeking reconstruction contracts were to have made their case. According to the Wall Street Journal, it was the Pentagon that started the uproar in the first place with a memo barring contracts to companies that sat out the war. With the parceling out of $18.6 billion in contracts on hold, there is some fear that delays in reconstruction could result in a delay in the creation of an independent Iraqi government. France, Germany, and the other members of the Paris Club are working on a plan for substantial debt reduction. The dispute in the administration over contracts for non-coalition countries is apparently not settled. But Baker is helping to set the stage for the big deal, admission to contract bidding in return for significant remission of Iraq's debt. And it may be that this is the result that the exclusionary policy on contracts was intended to achieve in the first place. This is Daniel Schorr.